Day 6. We need to set out exactly how much weight we want to lose. Here is another of Dr. Larocque's case studies. Teresa was a patient who firmly refused to write down her goals. There was no question that she had set a goal for herself. She did not wish to determine the weight that she wished to reach. All that was important for her at that moment was just to lose the weight. Just the thought that she would set a goal for herself that maybe she could not reach was too much for her. She couldn't bear the thought that she would fail. In her mind, if she did not set a goal, no matter what would happen, win or lose, she could not fail. The biggest mistake that one can make is to be paralyzed by the fear of making a mistake. Nobody is perfect. You do not have to feel guilty for mistakes you make. What is wonderful in having failures is that they are marvelous opportunities to better yourself. A guided missile never reaches its target in a straight line. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. It is normal. Disney had 7 failures before he had successes, and I'm sure that he had learned something from every one of them. He could not have done what he has done without these failures and the dream that he cherished. Another reason for avoiding setting goals was the fear of success. Deep down, we are not interested in establishing goals because we don't think that we deserve to reach them. Underestimating ourselves, we do not think we deserve success. Another case history tells of Suzanne, who was 19 years old and weighed 200 pounds. She decided to go on a diet as she disliked herself physically and mentally. She was a lonely girl and she didn't have a job. She easily lost 40 pounds and then got a new job. Physically, she was improving. She became more popular with her peers and got another new job offer. Everything seemed wonderful. However, Suzanne panicked and refused the invitations. She gave up the job offers and gave up her diet. She quickly regained the weight she had lost. Suzanne didn't have confidence in herself. She didn't give herself credit. She underestimated herself even before she started. She was afraid of results. She was afraid of success. Nobody is born with confidence. It is acquired. And it is the goal of this program to show you how to gain it. The first step, set a goal for yourself. Your self-confidence will rest on the success of reaching the set goal. The harder the goal, the more your self-confidence will increase. But be careful how you set your goal. This is a double-edged sword. If you set your goal too vaguely, too enormous to begin with, or too unrealistic, and you don't achieve it, the opposite could happen. You could end up saying to yourself, "I knew I wouldn't succeed. I really am good for nothing." So you must believe in yourself. Write down the goals and benefits of your weight loss. Fear of failure is a common mental block, so do not be afraid to make mistakes. These are marvelous opportunities to learn. Remember, your self-image is important. You do deserve to reach your goal. Be careful of setting your goal too high or too vague. Why not plan your life? Write down on a piece of paper the goals and benefits you are looking for through your weight loss. You know now it is essential to write down clear and precise goals. Otherwise, you will just go around in circles.